1731, 887-1731, or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson will speak tonight at the Republican National Convention. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mr. Carson is in a unique position to address two of the biggest problems facing the country. Raised by a single mother in Detroit, Carson has been outspoken about troubles facing black Americans. He's taken heat for his emphasis on faith and personal responsibility and for supporting President Trump's policies. Dr. Carson is also a renowned neurosurgeon and now serves on the front lines of the battle against COVID-19, appointed by President Trump to serve on his coronavirus task force. In Charlotte for the Republican National Convention, I'm Bob Agnew.
Hurricane Laura may have left Louisiana, but behind it lies a large path of destruction hundreds of miles inland that killed four people. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says there are about 600,000 residents without power.
The good news is we had more line crews pre-positioned in Louisiana ahead of landfall than ever before. But that is not to say that restoration of power is going to be done very quickly, because we believe there was tremendous damage done to the power infrastructure.
Edwards called Laura the most powerful hurricane to strike Louisiana, surpassing Hurricane Katrina, which was a Category 3 storm when it hit in 2005. Now that high winds and lightning strikes are no longer hitting Northern California, CAL FIRE Incident Commander Billy C. says firefighters are gaining on the wildfire burning in San Mateo and Santa Cruz.
Each day we increase our containment efforts on this incident, and we'll continue to do that until we have it 100% contained, and we've been able to lift the majority of the evacuation orders and warnings in this area.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 160 points, the NASDAQ dropped 40, the S&P up by 6, oil down to $43.04 a barrel. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Who is this prophet to the whole country? Does one man really have the insight to know what's really happening? Get his free book at prophettoamerica.com. Is God's protective hedge around this country really gone? Can we expect worse than the coronavirus? Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com and download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
It's 4:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash powered by Mr. Law. I'm Jim Dallas. Students in the Clark County School District are into their first week of distance learning. The school zones are still active at more than 300 locations across the Vegas Valley, as schools serve as food pickup locations. School zone flashing lights and reduced speeds, which come with them, are being enforced, with the hours of operation varying depending on the location. Of the 320,000 students in the school district, more than two-thirds qualify for free or reduced priced lunches. Clark County with the state and federal help plans to administer up to 60,000 COVID-19 tests over the next 2 weeks. The new Stop, Swab, and Go program will offer free drive-through and self-performed nasal swab testing. That's between Monday and September 18th. The testing will happen at three locations, Fiesta Henderson, Texas Station, and Sam Boyd Stadium. Appointments are not needed, but strongly encouraged. You can sign up online at doineedacovid19test.com. Well, it's not an illusion. The Mirage does reopen today, the longtime Vegas Strip Hotel Casino, but the erupting volcano has been closed since March 16th. So congratulations as they reopen.
KACQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
You're still backed up on the Beltway 215 right now, westbound at Green Valley. Multiple vehicles involved in that earlier incident. You're slow past Valley Verde on the 215 westbound. Some slowing in the resort area as well. North at Sunset on the 15, south 15 at Spring Mountain.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local for a Thursday. It is the Thursday on which President Donald J. Trump will accept the nomination of his party. And this is going to be a special night. Somebody from Nevada who is going to be on the South Lawn is our own Adam Laxalt, the former Attorney General, and he joins us. And first of all, Adam, your thoughts on the first few days of this convention. You've been in D.C. at the White House for all of it. Can you talk a little bit about your impressions of what you've seen?
Well, I will say it's the first time I've left Reno in 4 months, and flying on a plane for 10 hours with a mask was not very much fun, but it's been well worth the trip to be part of this exciting convention. I watched the Democrat convention, and I felt like the only message they had was that Trump is a bad man. They offered no future. They offered no hope. And frankly, they continued their attack on America. And to see the contrast of what has been presented here, you know, even left-wing media has to grant that we have presented a incredible vision for America. There's been a great effort to show everyday people and how their lives have been affected by this administration in an incredibly strong and positive way. And I just think that, you know, this is a great week for us to show what this race ends up being all about. And then that is that America is on the ballot. And, you know, regardless of how you feel about the president, whether you love him or whether you think he's done a great job, but you don't like the tweets, you know, wherever you land on that, the face of the radical left has been so aggressive and so relentless this year that I think more and more Nevadans are waking up to the very rude understanding that their America is not an America that we want to continue to live and thrive in.
I want to ask you about law and order because it was center stage last night with the vice president's speech. You've seen what's happened in places like Seattle, in Portland, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. This thing's going to be spreading undoubtedly around the country. And I'm curious your thoughts on what you have seen in these American cities with leaders, politicians, Democrats mostly, in fact, entirely, who simply refused to do anything about it. What did you think of Vice President Pence's remarks last night? Were they spot on?
Well, I thought he did a tremendous job of trying to go through all of the amazing successes that this administration and the president and he have had. I will say that I did a national bus tour in our state for 2 days, and the law enforcement issue is the top of everyone's mind. The amount of people that maybe went 55 years in their life without even thinking about needing to own a gun, that decided to go out and buy a gun simply to protect their own homes, is astounding. That can't be the future of America. But that's what these Democrat cities have shown us, that you have leaders that are simply not willing to stand with law enforcement and give them the support and tools they need to keep our communities safe. I called the governor out in this state as the former attorney general. I said, what is taking so long to call in the full support of the National Guard, to stand with law enforcement, to not condemn them and attack them? And had that happened, we wouldn't have had the city hall burned down in Reno. We wouldn't have had the Wells Fargo ATM looted on live television. But this is the radicalism of the Democrat Party right now, is that they refuse to call violence for what it really is. And it's intended to destroy our society.
Can you talk about the legalities, though, of bringing in federal troops, of how that works? Because a lot of people just think, you want to bring in federal troops? Bring in federal troops. But there's a procedure for that. The governor has to agree to it, I'm assuming. Can you talk a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, it's a very important point because, you know, the president has said we need peace in our streets. And so some people are sitting back saying, well, you're the president. Why don't you give peace in the streets? Well, that is not our system. We still have local law enforcement, and they're the front lines for keeping our communities safe. The president cannot order the state National Guard onto the streets. A governor has to request that. The president has been very open. You name it, any place, any time. If you need the support, we are there. And I will add that what you've seen in Nevada is no local prosecutions, to my knowledge, to date, of any of the violence, any of the rioting, any of the burning, any of the attacks. And then the only prosecutions you've seen are the attacks that happened to the federal building. So you had the federal U.S. attorney that prosecuted rioters and looters. But people need to understand that is how extreme we're dealing with on leadership, that we won't have our state doing what they need to keep us safe. Because, you know, your answer is as good as mine. I don't have a good answer for why they won't just simply do the right thing and put bad people behind bars. When they do arrest people, we've now adopted this crazy California basically touch and go system as a result of the bail. So people are out on the street the very next night. This is insanity. And, you know, fortunately here in Nevada, the high violence has dissipated. But look, just overnight, Kenosha, Wisconsin, is ravaged and on fire. And so anybody that thinks this only happens in giant major metropolitan areas, I think they've got a rude awakening now. This is coming to a community near you if our political leaders don't put aside partisanship and keep the people safe, the primary function of government.
Again, Adam Laxalt joining us, the former Attorney General of the state of Nevada. He is in. He's been in Washington all week and at the White House, and he will be there on the South Lawn tonight. This is going to be fascinating. I want to ask you, as the state chairman of the Trump reelect here in the state of Nevada, I got to ask you, your state of the race less than 70 days from Election Day.
Well, there's a brand new national article that just came out that said, will Nevada be 2020's Michigan? I've been saying for weeks that the president is going to win Nevada. I assume people just think I'm waving the flag and trying to be optimistic. We feel very strongly that the state has moved dramatically in his direction, and he's poised to win this great state. I think the contrast for the two primary issues people care about, security, which we just discussed, and the economy, couldn't be greater. Our great citizens went through the Great Recession. It absolutely clobbered us. We were hit the hardest, and those will remember that we took the longest to climb out. Why? Because the Obama-Biden economic agenda furthered, lengthened, and deepened the recession. More taxes, more regulation. These things hurt recovery. It's just basic math. And the president said, we shouldn't accept that. We can do better. And so the voters have a clear choice of two economic approaches, and we know the difference. And so if they're going to choose who's best to bring Nevada back, which federal administration will do a better job of unleashing the potential in our great state, I think that choice is crystal clear, and it's Donald Trump.
We saw a poll from Zogby yesterday that showed the president's approval rating up to 52%, but more than that, it showed that 23% of Democrats approve of the job the president's doing, and that when you look at Hispanics and Asians, people of color across the board, he is up above 30% in popularity. Is there something going on out here that that much of the fake news media is missing?
Look, the Democrats play constant identity politics. They carve our populace into groups, and they feel like they own these various voting groups. They call the president a racist. They call him all these bad names. But you heard from Herschel Walker. You hear from countless people that have known him his entire life. The man just doesn't view the world that way. He views the world that he wants the most opportunity for all people. And the bottom line is he delivered on that promise to record results for every single demographic of our society. And so I think people are wakening up to the fact that what the Democrats have been selling for all of these years may not actually be all it's cracked up to be. In just a few short years, this outsider maverick guy said, why don't you give me a chance? And I think they're giving him a chance, and I think you're seeing the results out there in the polling. And most importantly, I think you're going to see it on Election Day.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about what you expect tonight from the president. What will the theme be? Do you have any inside scoop as to what we can expect, if there are going to be any surprises tonight?
I wrote an op-ed in the Reno Gazette about the importance of defending American principles, about how appalled I am as a grandson of Basque immigrants, of which our whole state, of course, comes from some line of immigrants, that this is a great nation, a nation that we love and we should embrace. Of course, it's not perfect, but it's by far the best system in the world. When the president did his Mount Rushmore speech, I felt that was a defining moment for this election. I expect to see similar themes, that we need to continue to build on our great traditions and success. We need to rely on our constitutional system, and turning over America to a mob that wants to tear everything down, to erase our history, is a dangerous, dangerous place. And I leave your listeners with this final thought. It's kind of the thing that's not ever said. If we get rid of our constitutional system, we get rid of our founding fathers, and we get rid of Abraham Lincoln, what is left? Well, clearly nothing. And who gets to replace what our symbols and our institutions are all about in America? It is absolutely the radical left. That is their goal. That is what they expect to accomplish. And hopefully America's seen enough of the radical views of the left in 2020 to affirmatively and decisively reject that I think the president is going to hammer away on that. Of course, I don't have an advanced copy of the speech, but I think he'll do that, and I think he will go through the endless array of accomplishments this administration has had for this great country.
Adam, thanks so much for taking time out of a busy schedule in our nation's capital. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the speech tonight. Safe travel home, and we'll talk with you again in-state real soon.
Thank you so much.
That's Adam Laxalt, Nevada co-chair for Trump 2020 and the former attorney general of Nevada, the former GOP candidate for governor. Wouldn't it have been great if he had beaten Steve Sisolak? That would have been amazing. This hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today. And by the way, I've got a deal for you. Just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Call right now and take advantage of this amazing offer. 1-855-REAL-WTR. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Thursday. Coming up, we're going to get to more of your phone calls. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
R&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor. St. Jude is helping us put away our fears. We have an amazing team that fights for the best outcome for Braxton. He has the best chance here. I don't have to worry that how much is that bag of fluid going to cost me? Can I afford it to save my child's life? The donations, they're paying for me to live every day with my son, be stress-free, and enjoy every day with him. I wish there was a word bigger than thank you, more close to the heart, because thank you's not enough. They've given me hope. They've given me my son.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
No one can predict a major disaster. History and statistical analysis can help identify a potential threat, but it's no guarantee. When a disaster strikes, will you be ready? All demographics and income levels have experienced the challenges of rebuilding their lives after a disaster or incident. Emergency management officials urge Nevadans to plan ahead with these tips. Gather critical financial, insurance, and medical records. Start an emergency savings plan. Obtain proper insurance and keep small bills in your safety kit. Whether a natural or human cause disaster, we all play a role in keeping Nevada safe. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local law enforcement. For more info, contact your local emergency manager's office or go to den.nv.gov and click on Plan Ahead Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Help prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers. Limit sharing of eating utensils. Practice social distancing and avoid physical contact. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
D&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know a lot of you are already thinking about dinner. I'm starting to get hungry myself. This hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Mike Pence was brilliant last night. I mean, I hate to say it, but he was absolutely brilliant. And on so many different issues. Let's start with cut one, as he accepted the nomination for vice president of the Republican Party. This is Mike Pence. That's cut one, by the way. This is cut one. Last night, he was at Fort McHenry, Maryland. Here we go.
Democrats spent 4 days attacking America. Joe Biden said that we were living through a season of darkness. But as President Trump said, where Joe Biden sees American darkness, we see American greatness. In these challenging times, our country needs a president who believes in America, who believes in the boundless capacity of the American people to meet any challenge, defeat any foe, and defend the freedoms we hold dear. America needs 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House. Before I go further, allow me to say a word to the families and communities in the path of Hurricane Laura. Our prayers are with you tonight, and our administration is working closely with authorities in the states that will be impacted. FEMA has mobilized resources and supplies for those in harm's way. This is a serious storm, and we urge all those in the affected areas to heed state and local authorities. Stay safe. And know that we'll be with you every step of the way to support, rescue, respond, and recover in the days and weeks ahead. That's what Americans do. Four years ago, I answered the call to join this ticket because I knew that Donald Trump had the leadership and the vision to make America great again. And for the last 4 years, I've watched this president endure unrelenting attacks, but get up every day and fight to keep the promises that he made to the American people. So with gratitude for the confidence President Donald Trump has placed in me, the support of our Republican Party, and the grace of God, I humbly accept your nomination to run and serve as Vice President of the United States.
I thought that was great. And then the president did what I would call a cameo, where he came out and didn't say a word, but it was just there to support the Vice President. I thought that was magnificent. Coming up, we're going to go to your phone calls, and one of the things I want to get to, you've seen 3 nights of the Republican National Convention. What was different? This is going to be like one of those school things. compare and contrast what you saw last week from the Demo Rats versus what you're seeing from the Republicans this week. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you what the Republicans